Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Today is the 27th of the 8th month, 2025. It is a Wednesday evening, and you know how we do on our Wednesdays, ladies and gentlemen. We address the elephant in the room as we always do, but on this Wednesday, it is you that is addressing the elephant in the room. Mara, Mara, in all of our essence, what we are saying is, we are going to wait for you on 083-288-401, and if you don't show up, we're going to continue with tomorrow's conversation. Remember that whenever you feel like it, whenever you want to, whenever you need to, you can always call in and you can always revive something that has been heavy on your thoughts. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about delusionships. Delusionships are relationships that are formulated in our minds. They are a figment of our imagination. They are something that is non-existent, but our reality dictates that it's something else. To have a delusion is basically to think of something that is not really there. And that's why they say that you're delusional. There's a chick that sang a song about a guy, and his name is Eminem. Because he was apparently stalking Mariah Carey for the longest time. And she got tired of the stalkery and she's like, why are you so obsessed with me? Everybody knows lying that you're when everybody knows you're delusional, you're delusional. Boy, you're losing your mind. You're confusing, no, you're confusing, no. Why you wasting your time? Hey, that time, eh? Finally found a girl that you couldn't get with. Last man on this planet just couldn't. You're delusional. You're delusional. But you're losing your mind. Hey, that was Mariah dissing Eminem. Eminem also came out with his own diss track towards that particular track, but nobody remembers it because Mariah spoke first. So whatever reply you are giving us, so it's just like going to the police station. The one that makes a case first is the one that's listened to. So if your wife is abusive and she's beating you and you don't go and make a case first, right? When she goes there and lies that you are the one that's beating her, the police will take her side because she's making a case. So what are the steps towards finding out that you are in a delusionship? Let's start with, this is a recap of our conversation. So basically, you've probably heard of situationship, but have you heard of delusionship? Most of us have been in a state of delusion, perhaps more than once, in one area of our lives or another without even realizing it. A delusionship is a romantic pairing or partnership that lives only in one person's imagination. A delusionship can include daydreaming, fantasizing, idolizing, and also just being the nitty gritty kind of person, about your life with another person, and this person doesn't even realize it, doesn't understand it, and they don't even know that they are part of a whole relationship inside your mind. There may be communication, right? You guys might be talking, you guys might be close, you guys might not, you guys even might be strangers. And I think that if we're looking back at delusionships, right, we can maybe take it back to our high school years, where we used to have these crushes on these guys that live in America. You know those guys, yeah? The ones that live in America, the ones that we see on our TV every day. Those guys, yeah. I think that was where our delusions started as young girls. I don't know. My husband has a thing for Celine Dion. He's in his mind, in his past life, he was probably married to Celine Dion, and they were just making music. The problem is that he cannot sing, but he really, really loves music. And he has watched everything of Celine Dion. He likes every song of Celine Dion. He knows every song. It was his major crush. in, like, throughout his teen years, he loved Celine Dion. And even now that, she's going through the stick man syndrome, right? She has a disease where she just basically freezes, right? Even in this time, he's deeply touched about her condition because he's like, oh, Celine, man, you know, like he's talking about an ex-girlfriend, like, oh, Celine, not even an ex-girlfriend, ex-wife. Yeah. Oh, Celine, you know, he literally forced our entire family to sit and to watch the documentary about her disease. Like, that's how deep it is. So with us, the girls, right? But the guys also had what? They had Megan Fox, they had Megan Good, they had Eve, the one with the tattoos of the tiger paws on the breast. And yeah. And Tyra Banks was also a big representation of porn addiction amongst young boys because they all had it in there. They all had a poster of Tyra Banks in their rooms. And yeah, so we know what that poster represents. And that was the guy side. So with the girls, we had our B2K. For me, I was smitten by B2K. To be honest, I was smitten by B2K. I didn't even know which one I wanted. That is where the idea of, is it polyamorous? Eh? Being polyamorous or, yeah, polyamorous, right? I don't know if I'm getting this one right. If you know the correct term and I'm using this term wrong, please do come through and correct there and then we just go back, right? But that's where I was like, maybe I can marry all of them. Like, you know, maybe I can marry all of them. And then Monday it's a little Fuzz or little Fizz. I don't even remember their names anymore. Little Fizz. And then we remember Omarion because Omarion stayed in the music scene. But everybody else, I know Mr. Burger or Dr. Berg. I don't know, man. But B2K was the band. B2K was the boy band. Uchenga, they are African American. Please, they're black. So we stopped fantasizing about these Westlife guys. Instead of fantasizing about guys that look like us, you know, guys that have our color. Yeah? And we were given those ones. Boys to Men was too senior for us to crush on them like that. And also they had like the hipster pants. We started to appreciate the Boys to Men music when we started to appreciate people and we started to appreciate love, you know. So before that, it was just pam pam pam. It was B2K, and then for me, it was also what was his name, Marcus Houston. Those were my childhood crush. Those ones, Marcus Houston and B2K. Baby, turn the lights on, let's get naked. Woo! You know when I hear my kids singing songs like, or my little sisters singing songs like, pull your panties to the side, I'ma make you feel alright. I'm like, how, put your panties to the side, why? Oh, you know? Like, I'm like, no. But now, when I think of the music that I was listening to, I realized that it was adult content. But there was most now no censoring when it came to music because you listen to music in your room. You listen to music on your Walkman with earphones. So nobody could really monitor the music that you listen to say that this music is for adults. Sex with you, Marcus Houston. Sex with you is like when I wake up in the morning, smell the good old breakfast mama used to make. Sex with you is really the best with you. It makes life worth going through. Ain't nobody got a body like you. 'Cause my with you meets my needs. Ain't gotta go looking in the street, is you. Ain't nothing better than the way we do. Got a loving heavy you. Woo! It's Marcus Houston. And it's me listening to Marcus Houston at 15, my dear. And I'm saying, And then I would censor it because now I don't want the parentals to hear the S-E-X word most. So I would censor it, but I'm singing, with you is really the best
dance with you. It makes life worth going through.
Yay! And that time you're giving your whole heart, my dear, because it was the time of the what? The rain. The R&B guys of back in the day, they used to catch things in the air, whatever they were catching there, like, yeah, like, I like that. They used to catch things in the air. They used to have, them dancing Kalbosch in the rain. Woo! What was his name? I almost said OJ. What is Ray J? Yes, there was Ray J. The one whose career got crushed by Kim Kardashian, because the poor the sex tape that was leaked, right, was supposed to bring them both fame, and then it didn't bring him fame at all, because it killed his career that was already dying. So that is Ray J. Ray J was what was the song that Ray J did? Pardon me if I'm talking fast, stumbling all over my words. No. That one is Avant. There was another one. Yeah? I only one wish, we would be best friends. Love would never end. It would just begin. If I had one wish, we would make you my wife. If I had one wish. Like, ooh. Like, yeah. One wish. These were our boy bands. Now, these were the guys that were making it rain on our television, on our radios, and we were smitten and obsessed. It was the time that magazines were really honestly a thing and newspapers were really honestly a thing. So there was always a poster of somebody that you got in a magazine, and it was our time. And I think that this is the birth of delusions for young girls. I think this is the birth of delusions, because wouldn't you say it is delusional if you and your friend have a physical fight about Ray J? This person has never met you in their life. This person lives continents away. This person doesn't even know you exist, but you guys are beating each other up. Isn't that delusional, guys? He's mine. The plug book era. Now you have a plug book with your picture there that you cut out, and then you cut out Bow Wow's picture. And Bow Wow used to be a thing as well. I think it's because he was a child star. So he was sort of like Justin Bieber. But with Bow Wow, the problem is that he's not like Justin Bieber, and that was the problem. Because Justin Bieber grew up in front of us. So he started with the flip hair song, and then he moved now to the songs where we as young adults can also relate to, and we as people that are chasing 35, you know, we can relate to. And that's how he grew gradually. But it's because he also has real and honest vocals. And then with rap, right? With rap, it's just a matter of if you catch it at the correct time. If you catch it at the correct time and the wave is feeling you, then yeah. And I think that was what Bow Wow capitalized on, because listening to Bow Wow's raps now and then, they still work. All of them. They still work. I think we liked Bow Wow because he was a little big man, you know. So he was this young boy with cornrows and a vest, and he was literally a small boy doing big man things. And even the songs that he sang, you know, it was not crayon songs. It was I don't know, Shorty, I'ma make you dance. Shorty, I'ma make, like, yeah. So that's why we felt Bow Wow a little bit. But also, one thing that stood out with Bow Wow is that Bow Wow was cute. Oh, Bow Wow was a looker. And there was also Little Romeo. Little Romeo was also a young artist or a young rapper. And he also made the scene at a young age. And those were now our people. I'm talking about this because when you imagine it right now, right? And you really sit and think about it, there is so much delusion within the way we saw romance, the way we wanted romance to be, and the way we got it in the real world. And that is why people tend to say things like, yeah, this is the real world. This is not TV. This is not TV. This is not a movie. You know, this is not a scripted thing. This is real life. And I'm thinking about it because I thought about it, in terms of if we had to figure out and we had to break the chain of creating delusional relationships, because many of our generation, many of our people, they're in delusionships. They're in delusionships because this person, it is completely one-sided, but we don't see it because apparently we have this idea of thug it out for love, thug it out for love. And even if the person is treating you badly, you know, maybe they're just going through something, or you must just thug it out until one day the person comes to their senses to realize that you are actually the one because you've been there all along. I believe and delete all the nights you put rolling out. Then Mario came, with, baby, I just don't get it. Do you enjoy being hurt? That's now when we started waking up to don't enjoy being hurt, okay, girl? I know you smell the perfume, the makeup on his shirt. Your true beauty description is that one. So now we basically grew up with the music, and our delusions were inside the music as well. And we wanted people that look like these people. And we wanted people that dress like these people. And we wanted these people. And if these people were not available, then we would look for anything closest to these people. So now, Mario had like this faded beard thing that was coming in at the time. It was like these baby hair things that these young boys, if grade 11, they're having, and then they think it's a beard. Yeah. If it was a girl, it tastes like a little kind of mustache. So we started looking for dudes with that baby hair situationship there by their lips. And it's a delusion, you know? So we grew up now with all these people that we wanted to be in relationships with, or we loved them. And we couldn't distinguish between we wanted them or we liked their music. We couldn't even really pinpointed because we were so fixated on them. We had posters, we had t-shirts, we had CDs, right? Do you know how it feels like? There used to be, you know where the F&B is in Independence Avenue? The one that's close to the clock, right? That Independence Avenue F&B, the one at the corner, right? Not the one there at, closer to Avani, but the one that's here at the corner opposite Ministry of Justice Telecom situation. Yeah. That used to be a music shop. It used to be called Musica. So what we used to do is we save our pennies and we go and buy albums. Like literally Bow Wow's album is out. We go and buy it, you know. B2K's new album is out. We go and buy it. R. Kelly was also a thing for us. Even though he was not my friend, one of my close friends or my previous friends, because we're no longer friends. One of my friends was her crush. Like her ultimate crush, her dude, her guy, right, was R. Kelly. She had every single album of R. Kelly. She had posters filling the whole entire room of R. Kelly. She had t-shirts of R. Kelly. She had merchandise of R. Kelly. And when we had an opportunity to go and dance for the Sot concert in Alice, we danced to what? To R. Kelly. Burn it up. Because she was the choreographer. It is what it is, my dear. You cannot fight with the choreographer. You know how to dance, but you don't know how to make the moves. So allow the choreographer. We dance, my dear. Burn it up. Go make it hot like the roof is on fire. Burn it up. The way you dance and I'm on desire. So hot you on fire. Yeah. We went to dance. And it was because R. Kelly was her dude. And guess what? When R. Kelly was now convicted, and this whole, the trial and the documentaries and all of this came out, the first thing that came to my mind was, oh my goodness, I hope she's okay. But she was not in a relationship with R. Kelly. She was not in a relationship with R. Kelly. Me as a friend, I know that most. But then why do I feel bad? That her quote unquote, her dude is going to jail. For doing bad things to under age people, not even to one gender, people, a series of people. So this just goes to say that, the delusion was delusioning. It was deep there, and it was, we deemed it as harmless because it's not people that you can see, you can touch. So if your mom stepped into your room and your room is filled with Shopala's pictures, right? Shopala is in a t-shirt here. Shopala is in a trunkie here. Shopala is wearing a suit here. Shopala is doing this. Your mom would not appreciate that, especially if you're like 14 years old, 13 years old, 15 years old. Your mother would never appreciate that. But the fact that it is B2K, she didn't have a problem with it. Yeah, so now you could just be looking at this guy in his underwear every day before you go to bed. I even used to kiss the posters, my dear. Hey, ongwengo pone that I make him pon mahorike. Ongwengo that I make him pay a black book and pay. That imaginary life that we build with ourselves, with celebrities. Osho Nana, that same attitude that we took from that black book. Eh? We looked at it as harmless home decor. But in that black book, there was a husband and a wife. And your picture was the wife. You had all the nice clothes, all the nice what. And some people's black books were so creative. Very, very creative. It was a matter of really just cutting out the dresses and then pasting it on. And then, oh, me and Bow Wow, me and Bow Wow are going to the movies. Like, we are apparently playing house with books. But that's where delusion started. If I'm looking at it and I'm thinking about it holistically, it was harmless playing. But didn't we pick up anything from this harmless playing? Are we sure that it was just playing and we didn't take any of these mannerisms or any of these ideas or ideologies into our adult life, and now we are struggling with it because we accustomed ourselves to one-sided love within our black books already? Women, we set ourselves up already with those black book things. We set ourselves up. Already. Now we are learning to endure it. Like a relationship without a real person. Good evening. Hello, hello.
Hi, mommy.
Hi, darling. How are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm fine. Are you delusional also? Are you also delusional? Who was your boyfriend in your black book?
How?
Tell me, my dear, because me, it was, some days was Omarion, and some days it was Marcus Houston. If it was not Justin Timberlake.
Anna, yeah?
Hey, who was your boyfriend in your black book?
My plan,
Justin Bieber,
yeah.
You see? So you guys are busy playing house with Justin Bieber inside books. And you are creating the perfect kitchens.
And a perfect bedroom.
And you see, and a wonderful bedroom. And now we are young adults, and we are adults, and we are having delusional relationships with people, and we don't know where it comes from.
Yeah, mother, dear, the English is too. We are having what?
Delusional. You know, we're crazy. Yeah. Imaginary. We're having imaginary relationships.
Yeah.
Yeah. This Yoka boyfriend, apparently you guys are practicing long distance. 6 months pass and he didn't text you. He only texts you when he knows that you are going back home. Yeah. Apparently it's a long distance relationship. What is that? Even Justin Bieber never used to text me. Hi. We're talking about delusionships, ne? Delusionships are basically romantic relationships that live only inside your head. They are not real. So you are in a relationship with this person, but that person is not in a relationship with you. Yeah, we are talking about those ones. Hey, so.
We used to see those people handsome on television. But we don't know how they look in person. Yeah.
And then now when you start real relationships, the person is icing you and ignoring you the same way that that imaginary person of yours from the pictures used to ignore you because he's not real. Now you are making up excuses because the guy is just busy, you know. He's going to call me, you know. He doesn't call me much because he recently started work and. But the truth is that there's no relationship there. You are in a relationship with them. They are not in a relationship with you. You are delusional.
I'm trying that.
Hey! Look at how all the girls are quiet now. Hey! Oh, Anna, etc. They're all just blinking because they're like, hey! Tuafeni unguno. Tuafeni oshonga shiri.
But it's making sense.
Yeah.
Because. I don't know.
I know it's making sense, yes. Yes, it's making sense. Hey. So you guys, why are you creating relationships in your heads?
That's long time, Moss. For me, it doesn't happen anymore.
Hey.
Personally.
Now what happens now? Now the person is present. The person is talking to you. The person is really in a relationship with you. The problem is that, it seems okay when we are talking casually about it, right? And that's why the one in the background, they saying things like, yeah, something like that. The fact that you are not sure and you're uncertain about somebody that you're supposed to be in a relationship with, ne, is a red billboard on its own. Because you are supposed to be sure that me and him, we are in a relationship, man. Mara, I want you guys first, ne? Think about it quickly. We'll be back after 30 seconds. Eh? Think about your life.
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
Good evening, girls.
Hi, Mama.
How are you doing? How are you guys doing? I know who is at the with the baby. Oh, move from the baby, you guys.
It's not me. My baby is sleeping.
Uh-huh. So you people are just with the baby. The poor baby is also just Nella Sala. Yeah? You guys are supposed to be getting life advice. Yeah? And you guys are just, really with the baby.
Mine is sleeping. Mm-hmm. Mine understand the assignment that the So Dafa is already dreaming.
Uh-huh. Okay, so the reason I'm talking about delusionships, right?
Uh-huh.
Are you girls listening?
Yes.
Even the babies listening, I know, yeah. The baby doesn't want to go through what you guys are going through. Even the baby understands the assignment here. Hmm? The reason we are talking about delusionships, right?
Uh-huh.
Is because many of you guys are dishing out yourselves, ne, to these guys. And you're dishing your time out, you're dishing your bodies out, you're dishing your resources out, you are dishing your presence out, you know, you're putting yourself in uncomfortable situations for a person that doesn't deem you as their partner. For a person that is just putting you there to pass time, so that they go and find somebody that they want to be with. And that is why you are unsure of where you stand.
In a relationship, even if it's a real life, ma'am.
No.
Okay, mother, how about you put this in friendship?
Okay.
Let's put the relationship aside.
Okay, because you only understand friendship. It's okay, Anna. Let's go. Shashiki can't do it. Oh, hi. Ahmad, Yaningangini. All right. Okay. A delusionship in terms of friendship, right, is something that is one-sided.
Okay.
Okay. One-sided in contemporary times or in your era would be, because you guys are very smitten with your friends. You guys are basically in relationships with your friends. So what happens is that you guys communicate a lot. You know, you guys talk about things a lot. Everything, you guys talk about it with your friends. You guys spend time together with your friends. You guys make time to spend time together with your friends. So what a delusionship would be, you are the one that's arranging for people to meet up. Hey, 1 year passed, 2 years passed, every day you are just a coordinator.
So it's like you are doing things and then at the end of the day you want them to reciprocate, but then they just don't do it.
The problem is that you don't even think that there's a problem with it until you talk to your mother here. Because you are doing it for year after year after year. And then they give you a nice name in the group. They call you the secretary because you are so organized. But truth is, they make appointments with their other friends. Oh yeah, no, we went to the mall with Huhu. And no, I called Huhu to come. You know, they have energy to call other people to make sure that they also show up at whatever. But when it comes to making plans with you, they don't do that. Everything is one-sided. It's only you putting in effort. You are the one that's saying good morning, good evening, good night. How is your mother in the hospital? How is what? How is what? How is what? And the person is not doing the same for you. Hey, your mother also goes to hospital. And they're like, oh, so sad on the WhatsApp group. Oh, so sad. Take care, babe. Let us know if you need anything. And then when you actually do need something, it's crickets. Nobody is responding. But when they need you, they know where to find you.
But it's not that we don't want.
Also, you are the one that is not reciprocating people's love. Hi, Ali.
I don't know.
Hi, yeah, yeah, yeah. What monsters am I raising here? Hey, okay. Yes.
No, it's not that we don't want that. It's just time.
No, that one is understandable. But is it communicated like that? Or is it just crickets? Does anybody want to go to the mall tomorrow? I'll pay. Yeah? You even feel like you need to pay so that you can see your friends and then they still don't come.
Oh,
well, Lele.
Frida. Frida?
Mm-hmm.
Frida, I'm okay, Brenda.
So it is just something, if you don't bring up a discussion, nobody is talking. If you don't bring up, let's meet up, nobody is meeting up. If you are not the initiator of everything, right? Then nothing will be done.
One-sided.
It's one-sided. Do you know how I maintain the love between us? Right? Is that sometimes I do call you guys here on air.
Okay.
You see? So that's not just me sitting here and me waiting for you guys to call me. I can also call you, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. So now when you are having your friend always buys Super Away every single week. But they send call me request. So who are the seconds for then?
Or maybe making that Camisco. You know that Camisco.
That one of, I barely made it, huh? That one of, I know she's very fast with her phone, so I must make this missed call very fast because she will chop it. Yeah, that barely made it, Okusnea. Yeah. That one, exactly. So what would you call that? And the worst part is that, with these types of things, the worst part about it is that you see them have effort with other people. Ah, no, me and Dina were on the phone. You're like, oh. Wow. And you are the one that sent, ne? Your parents gave you 120. Then you decided to buy your friend super away. And then they call you with the last 20 minutes.
And then later
of
on,
the 9 hours.
I don't have enough seconds.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, that one is a sign. It's because there are like 5 signs that can show you that if you are delusional about a relationship. Because the idea behind delusion is that you are imagining things to be perfect and things to be nice, but they really are not.
But you yourself, you cannot just see it.
You can't see it because you live in it. It's like you having your boyfriend that is shady. Ne? Like, this guy is suspect, you know? Everything about him is suspect. As we are telling you that, why? Like, this is your boyfriend that doesn't answer calls in front of you. Like, who does he go and talk to? Konimaya humbomo mirem. You are like, no, he's just a person that likes privacy. I'm like, ha, ha, ha. What? So he would rather get bit by a snake and die than answer a call in front of you. But you are like, no, my boyfriend loves me. Oh, okay. And you are like, this your boyfriend that you are saying is your boyfriend, but you live in the same town, eh? But this person doesn't even say, oh, let's go and eat like ice cream or something. Are you sure that this is your relationship? Yes, it's my man. Mm.
It's just biz.
Eh?
My man.
Yeah, it's just biz. Then you're like, but then every single time, ne, you guys have conversations. This person is telling you about, oh, me and my friends were chilling here. Na nyonanga omaguru okuya at places.
But he never has time for you.
Eh.
He only has time for you when you want something.
Eh. You are delusionary. Yeah, that friend that only hollers at you 2 weeks before it's test time and come, oh, I miss you so much, man. Can't we meet on campus tomorrow so that we can study together?
Yeah, I don't do those things.
Let's go and study together 2 weeks before the test. Yeah, I miss you. Can't we meet tomorrow on campus so that we can study together? You are thinking it's bestie. The person is thinking, Kucha, this is my ticket to graduation.
After some time that we haven't spoke, and then you are just calling me randomly.
I'm calling you randomly to come and help me with my things.
What do you have to do with me?
Keep that mindset. You must be able to spot things a mile away. And part of spotting the things is acknowledging the fact that you see somebody more than how they see you. You view this person as your best friend. And it's okay, ne? For them to be your friends, but you are not their friends. But at the point in your life where you are, you need a reciprocated situation. You need a friend that is also your friend and you are also their friend. That's what you need. At this, your tender age. As in our late 30s, ne? We are okay at friending people that don't see us as friends because we are also having many other things to do, like raising kids, taking care of people's sons and stuff like that. But right now, you need friends that love you and appreciate you because you are yet to make big life decisions that need a collective.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't have anything to do apart from just studying.
Yes. And also just growing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why you need real friends. You need a friend that's telling you, I know that you're tired of walking to work, but is going to cost you more than you just buying a brand new car. You need those kinds of friends. You need the kinds of friends that are going to tell you, listen, ne? Wongerari mariwa yoye for an extra 6 months, ah? Then you buy Oshimashwe, she brand new out of the shop. She na no guarantee.
Yeah, hi. It is my person now. I'm not really into person, I'm into relationship, It reminds me of my person. I remember the other time that went by.
Do you like relationships?
Yes.
Any machine, Nanin?
I'm not like I know what you're doing in a relationship.
She lives there. She lives there in the relationship, dear.
Okay, I'm going to continue.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of my person. I remember... I wanted to buy a PC but a second hand. And then he was like, no, you don't have to buy a PC a second hand with enough of money.
Mm-hmm.
I will just hongera most.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a 2.5, just hongera. And then later on I can add for you. We can just, if the PC is 5,000, you can share most everyone to 2,500. Mm-hmm. Brand new something that she book out. And I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, don't get any money.
I don't know. It's true. Aina topura kung kwen.
Okay, now did you buy? Now did you manage to buy that PC?
We just uta to poliga pagati. I managed.
Now
ask. Now when you guys break up, is he going to come and take half of the PC?
No, it's not like that because.
That's what you think, because Anna is like, I'm at your pace. I'm at your pace. I you guru and do no mafufu bro. I took a pendi kanye hande kulandiramo Mr. Price. Yeah.
They are different.
Mm-hmm.
Men are good people.
I don't get that.
Somebody is using mochi on you.
My dear, she's also safe there. You know? She's safe, she's fine, one partner, she's on to tadigini ni ronga no koskora, and she's always at home. It's fine, nakaremo.
Maybe I cannot be anything, but
it's okay. My
love if I catch you.
Hi! Did he hit you with the underwear? His underwear in your head? Even if it was just a game, did he do that? I'm a child one to Aina. Shiri, Shasho, Masko, I hang on, no, here too, Vunande Pukolim.
How?
Kuchi onto Mwengeri Mwaka? Atumaku Karonga Mwene. Mara hapo kunako kuihumbatera na Shashi, you're about to graduate and you're about to start working. So okunako kuihumbatera na.
We have friends together.
Hi.
We have friends together.
Look at that one. Anna.
That's all this credit. It's like that.
Anna.
Around, we don't do anything together. It's fun. It's all fun and game of, just fun.
Oh, look at this one. The only one they were.
That's why I prefer relationship over friendship sometimes.
Yeah.
You know. But a guy do have friends, my main focus is just on
your friends are 34-year-old. It is 34-year-old married women from the radio. I was shocked. But you know what?
Uh-huh.
Because of where you are in life, I can really honestly believe that your relationship is going well.
Yeah.
I do believe that the relationship is actually going well. Because of where you are in life.
Because
the person is taking you seriously because you are at a serious point in your life.
Uh-huh.
The problem is, Next year he wants to put on a ring. You must say no.
No. No, look. Next
My
year.
Dear, spend four years in that relationship before you amount to anything. You must do everything before the person just scoops you up and takes you to Oshiaeka.
Oh. I don't
mind
that story of you just
recently. You will say yes. Udihole. Undu tuku etenga. Undu udihole.
I don't. Look, I don't, you know, honestly. You know, it's every woman's dream to get me.
Undu why or
no ku Anna. No, it's not every woman's dream.
Anna, you just didn't find anyone. No one has been appealing to you because maybe your person is even in America. Maybe when you go for your internship with a scholarship, what to America, the first day of school, that's the day that I love him. Hey,
best sight.
It's just that nobody's appealing here. Maybe you don't even like Vambu guys.
Must be nice.
No. Okay, that one. Also, one thing details. you also love. Nangwe. you just didn't find anybody that is worthy of your time. It's not because you are more into what? Or maybe you're even a lesbian.
I know.
We accept you, my love. No, we accept you whatever way you are. You are still a child of God in our eyes.
No.
Please
withdraw that
one. No, I withdraw, my love. I withdraw. You are not a lesbian. You are not. You just didn't find your person yet.
Just try to look.
No, there is no looking. Anna is not at the point of looking. Anna is going to find someone when she has stabilized. Yes. Because Anna's idea of life is going to start working that buy her nice car that she wants to buy.
And then
build there at home and make everything nice and comfortable for her mom. And then she will get herself a nice flat, those type of double story townhouses with a swimming pool and a chill area that she will never use, but she likes looking at it and she likes having it. And then after that, she'll say, okay, now I'm ready to invite a dude in. That's because she wants to be stable, like fully stable. She doesn't want to be dependent at all, in any way.
Even if things didn't go well.
She will keep fighting until, she will keep fighting until it comes right. And until it comes right, there's no man. Antumbe, she wants to enjoy the finer things in life, right? And then, when she steps into a different chapter of her life, she steps into it fully. Okay, I'm a girl that has a boyfriend now. That's what I am now. Okay?
Is it true, Anna?
That's what I read. So, I don't see any relationships right now. Ano kwa hali mariwa?
But money is never enough.
It's enough. She wants the money that is not enough to be enough for her. That's what she wants. She wants success. She just wants to, she doesn't want to be a dependent anymore. She doesn't want to be forced into small boxes and small situations just because she's not where she wants to be yet. She wants to make choices. Like literally real choices, kucha. Am I going to Bali next week or am I going to read a thesis? She doesn't want to be trapped cooking dinner on Sani Naja. No. Hapese.
but times move fast, ma'am. You know?
Guys, they do move fast. But you, guys, you are ngo uripe pipi. Aina. Uripe pipi. You are the girls that I was talking about, ne? 3 years ago. Do you remember there was a conversation that I was having about you graduate, you start working, and then all of a sudden she's married and it's only been a year of work.
Yeah.
That's where you are. That's why I believe that your relationship is going well. Because most guys are also just waiting for that. Like,
That is also doing nothing. We are just schooling together.
Yeah.
But I say how?
Yeah. Shamwa tameke kamunolo na kamununo na kamuno liability. Ohango yenye taikara onene na wa tamu kataro luna theniko kumbanga tamuningo ohango yenye 200,000 da. That's his idea.
Like that couple.
Exactly. That's his idea.
Well, my plan actually, mom, after I finish the school, I just want to get a job with God help. And I just want maybe a year or something with my grandmother.
The thing is that it can't be a year. For you to achieve everything that you need to achieve, ne? For the people that have pushed you this far, you need at least 3 years. Without eating loans. My dear, without tungaring at your husband's house. How? Oshere, the people just scoop you up now. Nyamuri, like you guys are in vulturous times. On kwaiti ne kuharashi uri kwa first year. Nenge kwa second year. Kena mbate kufara. All of a sudden, when you're about to finish, he wants to be serious. Eh? He's not even looking at other girls. He's very focused. You can't even catch him doing anything wrong because he's not doing anything wrong. Shashi, you could not plan.
You are right.
Yes.
I remember the moment I just entered that campus first year, I had no eyes on me.
No one.
And then when I'm in my third year going to fourth year.
All of a sudden they can see you.
Yeah, I don't know. At first I'm like...
You didn't become more beautiful. You didn't start bathing better. Nothing happened. The only thing that happened is that you are closer to money. Oh, shit. You are closer to money. You are closer to becoming an independent chick. That now we can build with. Because at the end of the day, moko potso shirine... Even guys want people that they can depend on financially, to be honest. They know that even if my mother dies today, ne? And Aina is working, there's no way she will leave me to go alone, one. And there's no way she will itaturi renjemoshi mariwa even $5,000. Ndika fumvi kemem. Now, if your girlfriend is second year.
Everyone can wait.
Exactly. So that's why when you say the relationship is going well, I believe you. I believe that guy is not doing anything to jeopardize your relationship at all. Because you are very close to the finish line.
I just feel like everything is just smooth. We are all enjoying each other.
Shasho kushisha harakucha, shiteke kupura uwele po peshete je, otokwe dhapo.
Because it's like I was also helping you.
Not I was also helping you, you are my wife.
Come on.
Hey. Yes.
Yeah,
baby tui kwa sere. Yeah. Exactly. So I understand when you say everything is going smooth. I believe that it's going smooth. And that is why most of you girls that get to a point where you guys graduate and then a year after that, after you guys get a job, right? You guys are getting married. It's because of that. It's because the guys, ne, they take you from third year, fourth year, all the way through.
But I've been suffering in my first and second year, man.
Eh?
Don't screw up a hembo. All of a sudden, eh, where you are thinking answered prayers. Him, he's thinking strategic planning. Eh? Wuchanga, I can marry Aina. She doesn't have kids from a previous relationship. Eh? She doesn't know money like that. She's never worked in her life. And we can really build something. The idea is not bad. The only thing that's bad is the timing, because then your people, your family members don't get to eat your money because you just become a wife. You just came from our child now, and now you're all of a sudden a big meme. May I know? Kotazi ko shia eka hoka? He? Kotati? Te kufalia ko makule kule?
Ah. Ori makoti.
Lehe. Love is stronger than a fululu.
I don't know that thing. I remember today I was in Nampos with my grandma, and then I was listening to this other woman. I don't know who charongo penny, but I think she's a teacher. And then she was like, no, uno na uzi kukure how many kapo for, mata kakasika nengando kuri oponeno pota kafiki po skora. Kung arongo penny man, Oh, my grandma was like, yeah.
You see? All of us, we can see it. Anna, next year, go hango ya ina ne, elago. Elago? Atu ningani na inkumbia tu kenye inga tandizanga kemaje ya valye. Now, as all of us, we are crying. And then you think that it's tears of joy. Nanya tulira aroka pomba hatu ito atanta, takafuto aku aina. Nani aino taitat. He? Koi na mwenyo hui. The worst part is that itankatamega nejeni ototuruwa na name mbo janja o. Ongwe neto katutue toke etapo mea. Ungwe totu mungungu mongulu. Ehe, yetankara nana hapa mwe for 10 years. Then you realize kucha, man, I don't want this. Aina is filing for divorce.
I'll be just remembering mom kucha, mom.
On tundaro
mwelo. I remember that the time we're having this conversation.
I love him. Anna is just jealous. Anna is just jealous. That's why they were just ganging up on me. And that I never thought they were any baby. Hey, I could have a
love is a beautiful thing. So I am as
enjoy. Okurime pipi. Okurime simbo. Shiri moku poto shiri ne. Okurime simbo. But just be careful about it. Just have the conversation, kucha. Me, after I start working, I need at least 2 to 3 years before marriage.
Okay.
You must talk about it so that the person knows. Because do you know how hard it is to decline somebody's proposal while they are doing it at the mall in front of hundreds of people?
Yeah.
Do you know if you accept that one, eh? The person can take you to, if you go and tell him, I don't want anymore, the person can take you to court for that because you agreed.
Serious?
Yes. So speak about it with your partners. Kucha, me, the way I visualize my life, eh? When you guys are talking about futures, you say, I want to spend 3 years. Yeah, of working and just helping my family. Then after that, I can think about making my own family and making my own home and my own want. And my family will also not be angry with me because on the kwaseram patevuru. Mangina and dear.
For at least some years.
Yeah, for at least some years. Muri munga, eh, warandirenga kukoka venture, takataka transporting antu, akempe okamariwa, you leave her sorted. You leave baby brother also working. Now you want to get married and go, and your baby brother is still at school. So, Oshirine, to even ask you for anything, otamekara, aye, andika puratate. And then the pumbo 200 ayo taxi yoku ya koko square. And then manga ndipure tate shashi eriko liri mumwendishi.
Yeah.
Ano hapo wempele mu February ano. Mudine mu September. Ano hapo wempele mu February. Eh? But when you are giving his sister, he doesn't mind. But to your own brother, you cannot give an opo wempe. Shima tashi kukutane kumbiga njaka eni. But if you didn't have your own house, if you didn't have a husband and kids, right? You still had the freedom to assist your family members the way your heart desires.
Shashishiri, okukarane otumu, omayo vigeri gane keho mwezi kukuku goe. Manga uli mwenjo kana, itashikaronga?
Yeah, no, that's what it's impossible.
Yeah, itashikaronga.
Now it may become a problem.
It's not even may become a problem, it is a problem.
Shashino, nanga andinara meme wanje huya apenzerwa, eh? Maya anditu mamayo viga?
But sometimes it's my money.
That's the thing. There's no it's my money. It's our money.
But it's our money if we got married in community of property.
No, you can't go with technicalities. You can't go with technicalities into marriage. It will never work. Because it's not a business transaction. You can't say like, yeah, but it's out of community of property and what, but you are maybe in the guy's house. So is he going to be telling you, which are, okay, you know what? On Wednesdays, I don't want you to sleep here because technically we are not married in community of property. So technically this is my home alone. Yeah. So on Wednesdays, Thursdays and some Mondays, I'll let you know. I don't want you to sleep here in this house.
But we are married.
How can you say, but we are married, but you are not married when it comes to you spending your money? So you are married when it becomes to me sheltering you in my house, but you're not married when it comes to you dishing out money and not spending the money in the same house here where we are living together.
Now let's say we built that house together.
Oh no, that one, Shirimumwe. Hey, you guys build that house together. But there are also certain things, ne? That, Shashi, no man is an island, right? We all need each other. So, you come into the marriage with your nice payslip and no debt and all of that. Nkweni comes in with a good payslip and a car. You guys both know how to drive. This man maybe works from home, for example. He's like an IT tech, so he never has to actually go outside. So you go to work every day. And there's no need for you to go and buy okakwakwa if there's a whole Mercedes-Benz sitting there that he never uses. So you use his car. Why? Because he's your husband. Why? Because it's our car. Eh. You use it. So how come you can use his car, but him, when it comes to your finances, apparently you can just be sending your mother willy-nilly 10,000 just like that for nothing. And you are not discussing it with him because apparently it's your money. But you are making the kilometers of my car go up.
I married you something else.
Hey.
What is it, a scam?
It's not a scam. It's only... Mm-mm-mm. Marriage is not a scam, huh? One thing that you should know is that every single marriage is different. That's why you must find somebody, ne, that corresponds with you. But there are certain things and certain attitudes that you must keep far away from you if you want a healthy home. It doesn't even need to be happy, it just needs to be healthy. That means we don't have toxic traits. That means we are not katuno revenge, katuni poroporo ya changao. You understand? And part of it is doing for your side what you do for his side. So you can give your mother 10,000. Also give his mother 10,000.
Oh.
Don't say oh.
No,
no, Bella. No, oh. Yeah, Mara, it's not oh when you are giving your own mother. But that one is also a woman that birthed you, a whole partner that is going to be with you until you die. And that's why some of you guys get left behind, because kamuna okay. The guy looks at you and the things that you are saying, ne? And I can already identify, kucha, if I'm just going to be toying with this girl until I find myself a nice girl. And I'll just use this girl to entertain myself. Shashino kena shane o keno rukeno. She doesn't have a good heart. And having a good heart is understanding when you are merged within families. There's no way that you can be going, you guys live in Windhoek and you guys' families are in the north. There's just never a way. That's why me in my December, I'm always just very tired. Because we are just commuting between homes. Because as much as my relatives need to see me, it's as much as his relatives also need to see him. So we just have to balance. Yeah. That's why we have the whole year to work hard and to plan and to save so that we don't have problems there by December when we go. So atuningi ko 5 days ko haingu, 5 days ko niwe, 5 days ko namatende, then we can go to our house. Everybody got a piece of us. Everybody got a chance to play with the kids, the grandkids. Everybody got a chance to eat our food. Everybody got a chance to eat braai meat. Like me, my family just think that Habibi is like the best because of the braais that he makes there. I think they, like, Kanshishara, I think they didn't understand what Okui Othonyama is until they met him. Like, because him every day, for the whole 5 days, everybody's just home. You see?
So all in all, ma'am, it should just be a foreplay.
Yeah, it should just be fair. If you can be a fair person, even if you don't want, if you can be a fair person, then it's easier to tolerate you. It's easier also to love you if you are fair. Because Anna thinks the world of her mom. And that's why she can say something like, yeah, but it's my mother. Right? But the thought that you must have is that if I think the world of my mother, doesn't this person also think the world of his mother? Isn't it in my best interest to also think the world of his mother also? Because even when he goes to your mother, ne? The same love that he gives his mother is the same love that he gives your mother. Now you, Jekre Leker, you like it when he's giving attention to your mother. You're like, oh, my mom is getting love. Eh? But you cannot even buy your mother-in-law a kapute. You, like, aye, kukungwe kunona. Aye, kunona. Like, anoshike kukwarara, moshima mukambaza. Eh? Mara, there's just never a day that you say, kucha baby tuwe mofen maa satukara ndere kukwe tarashi. Aye. Aye, rumen, mbata apuriki nene nane, eh? They are very happy. Eh? They are very happy, kucha. Ta! Oru dhirwa metri akata. Tara kunona ta uskora ku metri akata. Kuchosho shina kuenda ngei. Yes!
To become a good person. An understanding one.
If you first have to start with being a good person, and then from being a good person, you can become a good everything else. Because if you are a good person, then you can be a good wife, a good friend, a good mother, a good teacher, a good employee, a good anything. Marangere oazara kae ni mumbepo wengambwi woka tongo tongo. We will be able to spot you a mile away. So if you are feeling like you might have woka tongo tongo of some sort, you start working on it now. And the way you start working on it, ne, is asking yourself where it came from. If you can identify where it came from and why it came about, you will be able to unlearn it.
Okay.
Yeah. Ngeshi ano kunu kero. Kababiki. Mhm. Beife onkero shamwa turane mondu daimwe. Yeah. Pone apuzine onkero ta tavivenge mpo. Yo taite ka ehe no hoyo aehe ota galangata. Aehe ya tegererwa okumweniswa. Yeah, that is now the problem. So you just there are just certain things that you unlearn and you try and learn, but also there are certain principles that you must have. Don't live in an imaginary world, girls. Don't be delusional about anything. When something is black, take it and accept it as black, eh? Don't go and tell yourself other colors. No, he just didn't call me for 2 years because he was busy. How? 2 years. Okay. No, my friend didn't invite me to that party because she knew that I would say no. No, it's not that she knew. It's because she didn't want to invite you, because she still could have invited you and you could have declined. Yes.
That's one thing that I also learned. I also remember that there are certain things that happen so fast.
Yeah.
One time they're in a relationship and then somehow it got tripping and then disappear.
Yes. I've
experienced that.
Yeah.
Also. After 6 months or 7 months.
Then the person comes back.
Comes back. Hi, how are you? How have you been?
You know what the worst part is? They come back and then they tell you things like, yeah, you just stopped talking to me. And you're like, it's not me that stopped talking to you. You are the one that stopped talking to me. If you can even see, now you start acting like a crazy person because now you're going back in your chat logs to see when you blocked them and when you unblocked them and when the last message was sent and all of this. And then now you have to prove to them that they are the ones that did wrong. But in actual fact, they are just trying to get under your skin. People like that don't deserve your time because 90% of the time, you are in a relationship with them, but they are not in a relationship with you. And that's why we say it is delusional. Because you are imagining this perfect relationship that you are apparently in, ne? But it's not true. You are not in. The person, the one that they are in a relationship with, ne, gets called every day.
Yeah, it's like how? That. It's funny, man, when you think about it. I'm in a relationship with mom. Mom is in a relationship with Anna. I think that my relationship with mom is perfect. And then Anna, which and then mom is putting effort on the relationship that is having with Anna.
Eh.
And then somehow, mom just disappeared from me.
Shash, you know, also these cell phone interactions that I'm giving here, Anna is not feeling it. You see, discipline, but hold the line, girls, and then we wrap up.
Our heroes march for freedom. Today, honor them by marching towards safer roads. Make a heroic choice. Keep your speed steady, tires tough, and mind clear. And when you drive sober, buckle up, and stay alert, you become the guardian of their legacy. This Heroes Day, let your choices echo their bravery. Be an everyday hero. Do the right thing and save lives.
This message was brought to you by the National Road Safety Council.
Good evening. And also part of the problem is that Anna here is not feeling this activities of me being on the phone. Yeah? So that's why I stopped talking to you for 6 months. Yeah? And then when Anna leaves her guard down, yeah? Then may I start with the phone again? I know Nginya. I know Moroshki you're thinking, aren't you? Like it said, this guy is crazy. Hanweki yo denge denge, kuna nanga embera. Eh? Wamona pombera unkwaita humwe. Waza tupeni, kuna kureka. Wamona pombera unkwaita humwe, kuna kureka, nengo nginyan. Now you don't know, Nekucha. How are you going to handle this? Because this sounds crazy. You know this is crazy. You're like, but this person, and that's why we say it's called gaslighting. Making you question your reality. Because the way he's coming back is not even apologetic. He's just coming very entitled. Like what? Hey! Oh! Mbera, yeah, mbera, akwaite akuna kore ka, eh, nderere mbera. You're like, what? Like, that time, ne, you are just about to move on with Timothy.
Okay. So this is just a new one.
You didn't even start yet. You were giving him a chance first. Oh, with Timothy in there.
But why life is like this?
Well, it's because we are delusional. It's those stupid games we played when we were kids. We allowed ourselves to get one-sided romantic relationships. And now when we grew up, we think that that is the way relationships are supposed to be. Then we have seen women suffering in love, and then we think that that is what love is. You see, your neighbors, right? That neighbor that gets beaten all the time, but she never leaves. If you grew up next to that woman, ne? One of your people in your house, eh? Will become like that woman. Osheri, because we are influenced. We are influenced by everything. And then you find that hyper-independent woman, the one that lives across your street, that one, the house is hers. She lives alone. She has a small little dog like Miriam Kahuena's dog. Yeah? She has that small... What is that dog's name?
It's a dog.
The one that got hungry lion. It's a dog. Hey. She lives with that dog, and she drives a Range Rover, and she drives a Land Cruiser for when she's going to the farm, and then she also has a Mercedes. And I'm telling you that that woman's life is peaceful. She has a 40 inch, if 60 inch hair until here. She looks good. Or perfume, ne? Like if she shakes your hand, ne? For 10 hours. You can still smell her on you. And you get to see this every day. One of the people in your house will be like her. Hyper independent. Like just does things themselves. Hyper independent. You don't even know, ne, that before she moved there, she was actually married and she became a widow. You don't know that. You just see this. You hear what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then one of you people in your house will become like that. Just like in your house, if there's now your mom that is just a lady that is shouting, keno mikaro, what, one of you guys, now you guys will pick up your mother's threads. There or shiri your poor boyfriend or your poor husband is just under, eh? Okuhaulala every day. I'll quit with this minister! Huh? Everybody's like, oh, uncle kazi wansanengononi. My dear, and it's because of what you saw. So at the end of the day, ne, that's why we say we must be careful where we are raising people. We must be careful who we introduce and what environment our children are in. Because children learn to pick up. Just like the kids that are around you guys, ne? The children, just like Ndafa, eh? The children that are around you guys right now, eh? They are most probably going to grow up and become academics. They are most probably going to go to school and go.
This one that doesn't like writing.
She doesn't like writing, but she is accustomed to seeing young girls reading and studying. And this is a series of 4 years. So molding a child happens within the first year, 7 years of their lives. So even if they don't like it, right? They will go and do it. Yeah, they will go and do it because this is what we grew up looking at.
Uh-huh. It's like that.
Just like, even if you ask Kuku, right? How she became the way she is and what type of house she was raised in. She can still tell you, Kucha, kadona yaetu a nene. And she grew up also doing those things. It's not because she's really good at it. And it's not because it was by gunpoint, but it's because she's accustomed to it and she believes that this is what a girl is supposed to be. Yeah. So that's why you guys must set good examples for the children.
Yeah, like for me, I'm really setting a good. You know, the feeling that, the feeling that I used to feel when Dafa, when someone, okay, let me say someone came at our place, Nick. Then she's like, oh, where is Aina? And then Dafa always answer like, no, Aina went to work. And then the confidence that Dafa used to, when I'm coming from work, Nick, that's the thing that, no, I'm really a nurse.
Yeah.
I'm really a nurse. And every time Dafa is just sick somewhere, somehow, I'm having a headache. I need that.
Like you are a doctor. Hey, you are a nurse, my dear. You must nurse me. And exactly. So she's also going to grow up either to even be bigger than you or to land close to your footsteps. That's how we set examples for the younger girls.
Yeah.
Because even if you guys see me, you guys love me very much because I'm setting what? Good examples.
Yes.
Very good examples because I will tell you straight that this is what you need to do and this is how we go about it. Uh-huh. As an adult, as somebody that wants the best for you. Even when you fail, you must tell your parents.
God damn.
Exactly.
When I think of failure,
you can't.
I can't because personally myself, I always try to work hard at school. When people are writing tests, I always try to write tests and perform better. Fine. You know, nursing is something else. If I knew that nursing is like this, I wouldn't choose it. Because sometimes, look, mom, it's funny, man. Look, you pass your theory. Mm-hmm. At first, you qualify for an examination. This is for an examination. Theory, you pass it. Fine. Mm-hmm. And then comes a logbook submission. Mm-hmm. Your logbook is fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then comes now problem solving and OSCE.
Mm-hmm.
You can either fail problem solving and then you have to redo the problem solving. But your things are just fine. Theory is fine. Your practical opera.
Mm-hmm.
And then comes to your hours again.
Mm-hmm.
Your hours are not enough.
Mm-hmm. But luckily, once you are done with it, you are done with it.
Yes, once you are done with it, you are done with it.
Yeah.
And then, even when, was it yesterday, when I was looking at iCare graduates, when I looked at them, I'm like, oh, they are taking the OSNI for Azamoship Sumba.
There is nothing that touches your heart, ne? More than the graduation song.
Oh.
That graduation song that they sing there. Yeah?
Oh. Even when Bina used to post his graduation speech that
I'm telling you. So when you get there, whenever you get there, right? Yeah. You must just understand, Kucha, it didn't come easy. All right, my beloved, you must call back. But good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about delusionships and we're talking with the children, the girls, about life. We're talking about it because today is Wednesday. So people are allowed to call in and we can just run with it. But initially, our conversation is around delusionships. We are explaining what a delusionship is. We are explaining how it happens. We are explaining why we are in it and where it comes from. Personally, for me, I believe, right? Or personally, and I believe is the same thing, but I believe that, our problem with delusionship, right, comes from how we understood and perceived love and romance and relationships. I think that we were caught up in a blizzard of imagination that took so long and captivated our whole entire lives. And then eventually, right, it was just a storm. It was a hurricane after that. We are just winging it. It's bow, wow, wow, yippee, yo, yippee, yay. Where my girls at? All happy now. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. So we were talking about delusionships, right? So we said that, number one, it's one-sided. Number two, they have stated that they don't want to be in a relationship. Good evening.
Ata nongo na shika. Watch your whisper. Watch your whisper. Hey, African girls. Hey. Well, hello, delusional girls living in the Lulu world. Hey. So what, the first sign, right, is that it's one-sided. It's a one-sided conversation. You are the one driving the discussion forward. You are the one making the first moves to keep things lively. You don't feel heard or valued in your discussion. That's one. Number two is that if they usually state that they don't want to be in a relationship, not with you, but they state things like, yeah, me, I don't really care about friendship. Like, for example, if I had to put you guys in a squad right now, are you listening, girls?
Yes.
Aina would be the worst person to be a friend with.
Why?
Because Aina doesn't value friendships. And she has made it very clear that she's not really about friends.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've one best friend, one best friend, but...
When last did you see your best friend?
It was this year. It was this year, July. She came to the
house. But all these other years, you're having friends that are also just there in your vicinity. All of a sudden, the one that's furthest from you becomes your best friend.
I think people that are within my relationship, I think those are people that I just know.
Hi.
That you just laugh with.
Hi. She would be the worst one to be in a friendship with, because you would be delusional about your friendship, because she would not view you as a friend. So that is why us here on this phone call, we are not friends. We are in a family. Yes, we are in a family where Anna and Aina are sisters, just like you guys are sisters with Ndina, brothers with Leo, brothers with Wayne. That's why it is a family and not a friendship. You see? So that there's no way Aina can disappoint you, right? Because she's not your friend, she's your sister. And we learn to understand each other. Yeah. We learn to understand each other and grasp each other. Romantically, yeah. There, Tom Pereira, 10 out of 10 go. Yes. Yeah. But yeah, all in all, like if we had to classify it from a level of friendship, right? We would say that something that she said, that I'm not really about friends. That is us seeing it for what it is. So hold the line, girls. Just hold the line.
Stock up for August with real value at WB. Get a 2-liter Pepsi now for a sweet $14.99. 750 ml WB cooking oil for only $26.99. 1 kg Sunlight hand wash powder for just $36.99. And 50 Hi Baby active diapers at only $124.99. See all our real value deals at www.vurmanbrock.com. We care.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The Faculty of Commerce, Management and Law of the University of Namibia is pleased to present the hybrid face-to-face and online annual international conference on sustainable and equitable financial systems, SEFS, to take place on the 21st and the 22nd of October 2025 in Windhoek, Namibia. Authors, young researchers, academians and practitioners are invited to submit their abstracts. The submission of abstracts deadline is the 3rd of September 2025. For more information, visit the university website at www.unam.edu.na. Hello, girls.
Hi.
ndikilonga. Omboro to njo nenga, tai yuri ke nenga. So when people say things like, I'm not really about friends, you must not think that you are an exception because you are whoever you are. Just find another place. Yeah. No, you find another place. There are so many other places we can occupy in other, in people's lives. So many other spaces. Do you know that Aina needs sisters?
Which I don't have.
Exactly. So why don't you just be a sister?
I just have brothers.
Exactly.
I'm even the firstborn.
You see?
Both parents.
Bro. Eh? So she doesn't need friends. She needs sisters. She needs people that will understand when she didn't reply. She needs people that will understand when she calls them and has a breakdown and not judge her. She needs a sister. So now we are all getting offended. Yes, doesn't want to be friends. Like, because she doesn't need any more friends, bruh. She's had friends since grade 2. Like, I'm over it. She really like me. I want substance. Yeah. And that's why we say that, people, when we are identifying the 5 signs that we are in delusionships, right? The second sign is that the person actually says that they don't want this. So they say things like, I don't really care for friends. If somebody says that, then you take it as it is. This person doesn't value friends like that. So in order for you to be comfortable in their lives, right? We have to accept that this is not what she needs. This is not what she wants. What she needs is a sibling. So somebody that will not be offended, eh? That she didn't call back. Because even with our own biological siblings, if they don't call back, we are not offended. But when a friend doesn't call back, eh? It's like you betrayed me, Judas. You see? Yeah, your siblings can go for months without talking to you, but nothing changes because you guys are siblings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So those are the signs. And then in a relationship, somebody says things like, yeah, I'm just not ready for a relationship right now. And you are just still going that side.
Passing. How are you? You'll just be ready.
Yeah, you will just be ready. Maybe if I give him pata pata.
Don't worry. Just be mine. As time goes on, everything will just fall into place.
Mm. And then he goes and gets married to somebody else. You're like, whoa. I thought you said you're not ready. I'm not ready with you, sis. It's not you, it's me. Is it about your boyfriend that went to marry? Oh, okay.
My neighbor's here.
Mm-hmm.
There was this other, okay, I'm the only girl that is here.
Mm.
Now there's this other guy, apparently he's called at IUM Bali Mirundo. Now but I finished his education. Now, Mangjaone, Mangashandora, Oma, Unazai, it was that time of nuts and lemons. And then now the father, when he couldn't tell me what, when he couldn't. And then now the guy, when he told me, I'm even seeing I even saw the guy for the very first time, Kawandi Monoka. Then he exchanged numbers. Yeah, just for free, it's even neighbors. Now,
you're a cheapskate.
But in my mind, I was like, oh, I'll just give my number. Maybe he can just be giving me for free because I really love it. You know, it's vitamin most. Happens so fast, ma'am. You see?
Yeah.
Now the guy was serious. And it's like, no, just be my girlfriend. I'm like, no, but I'm not ready. Just be.
Criminal. Criminal. Eh?
You know when you want something most, you just make it.
Yeah.
So kwato ko yo tetrejo tati yo tetrejo ko uya kha ngambo ri pokati uzu na chama apsana ke tambo ne so kwa cha prena ti mambo wa se pena mla pushing pushing wa se tani ri tati se fo ko ho randa lengo ho indre nda tai no arika
no arika
And now,
so you were using the poor guy for narkis and peanuts.
Not really that, but
just somehow, yeah.
So when I think it through, ne, I don't know.
At least it's not Hennessy.
Somehow he just stopped talking. I also stopped talking because Shakukamos. I stopped talking. He stopped talking.
Shapuka wa janale.
And
Magwava shiga kukanwa. Shino shapuka shi. Uno na waetu.
Just disappeared. I don't know where to.
He went back to Rundo.
He went back to school. These things are being used by these bamboo girls. Now he's climbing trees in the middle of the night.
You cannot be wanting a neighbor, man.
There's nothing wrong with wanting neighbors.
However,
you must just talk the truth. You didn't like him like that. Full stop. It's not because he's a neighbor. How?
It's not. The fact that it's just that because of the garden. It's just because of that. It's not the garden.
If it wasn't for the garden, if he didn't have a car, I would never talk to that guy.
Yeah, wait.
What's that? When my girls use other people's kids.
How the father telling man, if he doesn't give anything for free, even if he want to, even he's just expecting also us to buy. Even to that.
Yeah. This girl. So that God doesn't come and punish you. And give you a son that is going to be stealing your jewelry. Akagonda kinto go score. Takamwini my way.
Things are just disappearing.
Can't your son is just carrying your things to guilt. That are saying that they're gonna give him a chance.
You wouldn't really say that it's your son because it's a man.
Yes. The housekeeper in this house. The housekeeper is stealing my earrings. Can't use your son. Your son is stealing your earrings and putting it in envelopes, paper envelopes. I bought for you. Oh, wow. I love them. Oh, my God. Yeah, your perfume. Yeah. You spray away, you roll on away. He's stealing for these girls. Yes, darling.
I want to ask you.
Yes.
Like, you not opening up.
Mm.
How do I put it?
Maybe it's probably opening up. Just use that word.
Okay, does it make you weak or soft or something like that?
Opening up in terms of? Like emotionally, conversation, yeah. About yourself?
Yeah, something like that.
No, it doesn't make you weak. It doesn't make you fragile. You opening up, is it something that bothers you as well, or is it something that bothers other people?
No, it does bother me.
Okay, if it bothers you, then you must figure out why you are closed, what your problem is.
No.
It's not something that you can figure out overnight, right? But the fact that we are speaking about it is good enough. Because if you are not open, that means, right?
you are not going to form real relationships with anyone. And that's why I picture you in a double story house with a car, with a lapa, with everything, but you're in your house alone.
That's my new vision.
No, I visualize success. Right?
Yeah.
I just don't visualize, right? Having a gang of people coming to your house. You want other people, but as human beings, in order for me to feel recognized and seen by you and to see you as well, we have to have common interests. You guys wouldn't love me if I didn't tell you guys my dirty secrets. If I was just a lady that comes to speak here about delusional, eh? And then we just read our notes and then I go home. You wouldn't even listen to me. But the reason you listen to me is because I opened up. I allowed myself, right, to be vulnerable. Being closed is not vulnerable. Is you don't trust. But why don't you trust? What happened to make you not trust? That's what you need to do. That's what you need to look at, Kucha. Why don't I trust people enough to tell them my things? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you look at it from that perspective. It's not bad. It's just something that you need to work on. And lucky for you, there is enough time for you to work on it, because if you have noticed that this is something that bothers you, then you can work on it. The problem is always with the person that doesn't think that anything is wrong, and it's other people.
Okay.
Yeah. So if other people tell you that you don't open up, right? It's because they don't feel connected to you. Because every day, you understand? Every day I'm telling you guys my problems here. I'm crying my tears. But there's never a day that you come and you never have a rough day. So if you never have a rough day, right? Then I'm starting to believe that I'm absolutely crazy for having rough days. And then I find somebody else that also has rough days. And then my question is, then why is Anna not having rough days? Then why is Anna not having rough days? Or is she talking to other friends about her rough days and she chooses not to talk to me about her rough days? Or is she fake with me? You know? I start to question your loyalty with our friendship. I start to question your loyalty with our friendship. And when I question the loyalty with the friendship, right? It breaks down everything. It breaks down everything. And that means I can't trust you because I don't know anything about you. If I don't know anything about you, right? Then are we really friends?
No.
Yeah. And that's now where the question comes in, Kucha, like, is it a real friendship? Is it one-sided? Just hold that thought. You guys are enjoying your time today. Hold it.
If you are set to save, YouSave is the shop to be this month end. When last did you only pay 94.99 for 5 kilos of Marathon White Sugar? Or $116.99 Canadian dollars for Champion Super Maize Meal? Or just 64.99 for 3 kilos of Grande Pasta? And $27.99 Namibian dollars for Rama Original 70% Fast Bread? YouSave, your low budget grocery store where good food costs less.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, you were saying, Anna? Mm-hmm.
It's just that I don't know how to.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I find myself in situations where, let me say, I'm treated, I don't know.
Badly.
But just to tell the person which I know how you did this.
The person that you are like what?
It. It's like you're treated badly, but you find it difficult to tell the person that they treated you badly.
Yeah.
But how do you retaliate?
Yeah. I just keep quiet.
You just keep quiet.
I don't know. Yeah.
And then later on, the person comes back into your life, huh? Or do you walk away?
I don't.
You just stay there.
Yeah.
So you just allow people to do whatever they want because you can't really speak up.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I just am so hard.
like to face the person and tell them, I know what you did is not fine.
Okay. Conflict. How was conflict handled in your house ever since you were a child? If your parents were arguing, how did they handle it?
There was a conflict in my house.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Okay. That's your problem.
Not that I don't remember anything.
That's the problem. You've never seen conflict. Because everybody in your house is like you. Everybody in your house is just like you. The big people in your house and you.
Excuse me?
The big people, you guys were just three, right?
Hmm.
The big people in your house and you fell into their pattern. The way they handle conflict is what shaped you.
To be who she is now.
Mm-hmm. Because if you see, like, because we can identify what is wrong, Moss.
Okay.
We know what is wrong and right. So, your mother is cooking. With who did you guys, were three. Your mom, you, and who?
My brother.
Okay. So you guys were three. Your mom is cooking in the house, right? And then your brother decides, kucha, he's going to take ombiga yoshimbobo off and put it down. De popo peziko tastaminep. Eh? He does that. Just picture this. Right? He does that. Now, this is very, very bad. Then your mother comes, right? And then your mother says, And then she just yukas dry sand. Tatura peziku. Tate muron nilo. Tatura pombiga eh. Tatsikiro kutereka.
Without the mother saying anything.
Nothing. She just says, So now you are looking, right? You are looking at this wrong thing that was done. And you are looking at the person that's supposed to reprimand, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not reprimanding. So you start thinking that this is how it's supposed to be. But it's just also because, ne, your mother has her own traumas and her own experiences that have brought her it into a place in her life where she's not going to fight with anyone about anything. As long as she's got hands and she's got feet and she can do it and she's able-bodied, ne, she will tema that fire. And if ngeroshwa ha kukarangao enomimbe po de dachangao, ne, ita nimpopi no kumpotsa. You understand? So, this is her experiences in life. So now you are looking at her, and you know that this is a bad thing. But the person that is supposed to overreact and, you know, reprimand anger, she doesn't do anything. So you grow up, ne? Also just keeping the peace. Because you grew up with a peaceful someone. So there hasn't been real conflict in your house. So when you and your brother do you and your brother fight?
No.
You see, you are the most probably the only siblings in the world that don't fight.
Everything is just smooth.
It's not even smooth. It's just we are playing like we cannot see it. All of us are pretending we cannot see it. Naturally, they don't do bad things because the parent that raised them doesn't do bad things. But when they do something bad, everybody ignores it. So even if you don't do something good and then you go and report yourself, right? You are not even worried. Like the thing that even, okay, wadopaneo module, wagarombwerane memewe, the thing that is making you afraid, ne? It's not the fact that you failed the module. It's not because your mother is going to shout at you or beat you. It's because your mother is going to be disappointed inside her heart. And that's what you don't want.
And then she will never say it.
And she will never say it. But ushisha akuchameme woku vitenai. Tacharai, kambadara alishena tango. You know? But you know that your mom is hurt. But because she's a nice person, she won't retaliate to you like that. Because this is who she is. So,
you take it from there. You take it from the fact that you come from a non-conflict environment. And it is the non-conflict environment or the not so open environment in a good way and a bad way. Because it has also shaped you to be very tolerant, ne, of tough situations. You are the type of child that understands, kucha, me, I'm going to be here wherever I am. And nandota hepe kenje, I will stick it out here and finish what I came to do and get what I came to do. And then I'll leave when it's time. That is tolerance. Your environment has taught you tolerance and patience with yourself and with the people around you. And it was also taught you not to really expect much from anyone. Because nobody's coming to save you. And on the other hand, it has also taught you to not say anything, even when it's an injustice. So it's like onkonda. It's sharp on both sides. It's sharp on the bad side. It's sharp on the good side. It has taught you good values that can take you very far in life, very, very far in life. And it has also taught you values that might cripple your relationships with people, not just romantically, but even with friends. Because me, I don't want to have a friend that doesn't tell me her things. I don't want to have a friend that is not telling me when I'm wrong. Because me ke has siku andi pukulula ani nwenda e kombinga njoka hono kuniluli ani noni ngaenge ani noni ngaenge but you just leave me kucha ngeroshwa ha kuninga, you know,
but it's not that I don't want to.
I know you want to. Ma kuchosh otoshi tame ke ngini. Start with little things. Start with little things. Start, you can even practice with me. Ngango the anjoin. Yeah? And you know me, I don't reply on time. You know I don't answer the call on time. So, start with me as diary entries. Things that bother you. You start with a text. You can even start with just send me random texts. Knowing that you told another person your true emotions about something, right? It's liberating. And eventually, ne, you will become more open. So you can start with, Mother dearest, today I'm really bothered that the taxi driver, he decided to drive with me for 3 hours. And drop everybody in the car and drop me last, even though I came into the cab first. Just like that.
Like writing a diary.
Yes. But you have to, it has to be another living human being that has the ability to see your text or not see your text.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You start practicing like that. Because the more you do it, right? The more you start to speak your mind, you become so accustomed to it, ne, that you will start speaking. Rome wasn't built in a day. And we are here to learn about ourselves and other people. So this is a perfect way. Just write, no matter what it is, Mother dearest, I am unhappy about the fact that I got home and ina turapura rero, knowing very well that I had a late class. Just that. Because the thing is that, because she in her house, ne, she's just quiet and she's just taking it, really.
Just like Tora Lens said, even if I did not cook knowingly,
yeah,
you will not see anything.
Yeah, no, she won't. Because she doesn't like conflict. Uchanga anwiamwe. Onotolombwene kucha. Oh, brave. Oshikene ino turapongo ushishi kucha. Oklasa anjeta izimo po 8:30. Ndio teku nukireta ti. Ya, ushisha anaye kucha neno rufolwe. Pifonga ineta ndikala andora andi tereko masku ahi kikiri kari andora. And it goes high. And you already don't know how to have back and forth with people. So, Ah, no. Nanga ati shethar. Ucha, Ngete popisha, tika turapo tu, teganjo mbili. Opu.
Peace, peace.
Yes. Because that is most also just trying to, the peacemaker. trying to keep peace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the problem is that it is at your own expense though. The only person that's dying from your peacekeeping is you, because you are not forging meaningful relationships with others, because you are not able to tell the truth. And some people are like me, if I'm wrong, please tell me, please. Shash, you know, I will most probably keep doing the wrong thing to you. And then later on, you end up resenting me and you end up hating me over something I don't even know is wrong. It's like every day, andikura, kanti you don't like it, right? Until one day you stop talking to me. And I'm wondering, kucha, my child Anna, where is she? Andikuzengero toho nenenji, you understand? I'm like, ay, anong oshonga. But had you told me, 4 years ago, kucha, I don't like it when you call me Anna. Call me Babylicious. Then every day, I'm just calling you Anna. I'm never using your Babylicious name. Until you just stopped. You know, you stopped talking to me because you want to be identified as Babylicious. And here I am, Anna. You just stopped because now it looks like I'm doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
You see?
Anna should start practicing.
You can practice on me, Anna. I know it's very difficult even to think about it. I know it's difficult to even fathom it, ne? But saying to another human being your true thoughts, right, is more liberating than you think it is.
It should just come in the form of like writing it down.
Yeah. Hmm. It can be small things. Yeah.
Small things matters, Anna. I don't think you guys understand.
What? Okay. Make us understand. What are you saying? You see? I know it's fine. Just leave. It's difficult. Is it difficult for you to talk about it at all? Maybe you're just anxious. Maybe it's also not wanting to be seen as something else. Maybe you want to be seen as a person that is always having everything, their lives together, they're not bothered about anything, they're strong, they're resilient. And now if you talk, now the person will know that you also get bothered just like other people. And maybe that's not a step that you're willing to take yet. It could be many things. That's why I said, think about it first. Think about where it comes from. Think about how it came about. Ask yourself if it was always like that. I've always been a talkative person, ne? But I don't remember talking in my childhood at all. Like, you know, ne? Like, do you know I was never sent to the principal's office in my life? I think it was just that one time that I was correcting Mr. Nule. He said it's overwrapping. And me, I said it's overlapping, English. Kwati overwrapping, me, I said overlapping. And then I was sent to the principal's office. And basically, my principal ended up giving me the lecture and everything went back to normal. But I've never been troublesome. I've never been top of my opinion. I've never been talkative like that. But that also comes from a space in my life where it was more of, I must keep quiet. I must keep quiet because I was going through a traumatic experience. So if you hide yourself, ne, then the danger won't find you because you are not visible. You disappear most. Now if you are talking a lot, the person that beats people, are they not going to see you? So you learn to keep quiet most. So that sometimes they even forget that you exist most. So you can disappear into the room like you are like furniture now.
Yeah, I don't like keeping quiet.
Of course you don't. And then I also just became funny.
If something is bothering me, I always say, something that is bothering me.
But you also come from a grandmother that is also very verbal.
Yes.
Your household plays a role on what type of person you are. If you want to see what type of woman you are going to be, in your later stages, look at the women that raised you. You're going to be like that. And if there are things about those women that you don't like, right, it's better for you to start working on them right now. Because one thing that I've noticed is my mother on randanto. Like you're a child, you are what? No, she's just like that. And one thing that I've noticed about myself right now is that I'm like her. And me, I don't want that one. I want to change. So, in my house, I'm trying very hard to not ganda people. My son even said, the other day, right, I called the family together so that we can talk our grievances. Yeah? Mm-hmm. And part of the grievances that my son brought up, right, that is now where I realized that I need to change. Part of the grievances that my son brought up is, you like shouting, mommy. you're just like cuckoo. I don't want to be like cuckoo, please. Eh? Even to Tete, you're even shouting. Like he's your child. Like, oh my God. This is my son that's telling me. Ne? And it took a lot for me to sit through that meeting and listen to this little boy and hear what he say. Even to Tete, you're just shouting like he's your son. How? Yeah? Like, you're just like cuckoo. I don't be like cuckoo. But, it was good for me to know, because then that means, ne, that's how I'm being viewed by the kids. And that's how they are also going to be, because it's a chain. So, if I need to work on it, ne, it doesn't, like, I didn't, I wasn't born like this. It's because of my environment also. So I have to unlearn things that I've learned in order for my children to also unlearn things that they have learned. Because now you find Natasha, Michaela! Michaela! Michaela, stop! Michaela! Oh, I'm like, guys, you see, now the kids are also shouting. Then you find Michaela also. No! No! Atweni! Yeah? Atweni, Tweni! She's shouting. And I'm trying. Now I'm trying to be in a nice one. I'm trying. I'm biting my tongue. I'm trying, really. Because I don't want them to be like that.
Mm-hmm. So it's like that. I like talking. Because one thing that I also learned from Arena is that enough are our men. Stop, stop. We are going through difficulties. Because I remember there was a time whereby my brother came home and sitting on that. And then now, because he's pulling a tire on first year, doing it. And then now, he didn't have taxi money. Okay, we were all given enough money. Most. I was given 200, he was also given 200. Now, me, I use my 200 for a day, and then I stayed home. Him, he used his 200, and then he stayed in Ongwejiva, and then I think he just hiked $30, and then when he came back home, still $30. In his $200, he just used $60. Andorra, now when he calculated.
Yeah.
Now when he came home for a weekend, boy doesn't have money to go back.
You quite happy, Wanale?
No.
Wane, Mati, Wajen, do no. Akurundu, Yalikuche, Yalikukulaleka, Tundu, and Danga, Memba, Niki.
However, you know what he started doing, me? It was a beautiful Sunday. I was like, oh, are you not going today? I'll go tomorrow in the morning. And for me.
God, that's the money, SMS. Oh, yeah, just please send me, man. I'll give it back next week.
Yeah, even for me, I always leave my room or my room open most here at home because I don't have privacy. So, he came to me that similar Sunday night time. He is asking, man, I just need $20. What do you want to do for $20? There's something that I want to do. There's assignment. I'm like, are you sure? Yes.
Like, I don't have that kind of money. Oh, brother. I'm like, I don't have that kind of money. Ask mom or grandma. Ah, they won't give me. They already gave me. I'm like, oh, just done. Oh, take it. I'll send you. I'm getting it back after 2 or 3 days, but I'll not send $20. Oh, brother. I need it urgently. Tomorrow is school. Keep forcing. I do not do it. And then Monday comes. Me, I'm home Monday. That Monday, I remember I was just home. Because I've been working night most. I'm just home. Morning time. Oh, are you not going? Should I cook lunch? Do I need to include you?
Yes. Well, I'm a mummy.
He doesn't want to speak. He just said yes. Mm. Then I'm like, why are you washing your things now when you have the whole weekend?
When you're supposed to be going back to school.
He did not go. And then later that evening, when I was leaving for work, I still pictured him sitting on a chair on my grandma's chair. I go to my, I got him on by just like, oh, I know what's wrong with you. Are you going
through? You're going through things or what?
Yeah, he didn't ask. And then I went to work. When I came back in the morning, I was
still here.
Like, and then later on, he opened up. I just need money. I'm like, my grandma said, which money? But I just gave you $200. We only have $20. I think that I would pay you $20 to the game, but I don't.
And then later on,
when he went, my grandma was like, set me down. Learn to talk. Don't be like your brother. Talk. I'm like, yes.
That are net to the talking squad, Danny. Yes, as we are talking.
You should stop. Otherwise, you'll just die there. Me, I cannot guess. Don't guess that you're
and this Simbulange.
Yes. My grandma likes those things. Me, I cannot guess that you are going through certain difficulties. If you are not talking, how will I know?
Which is true. Yeah. But it's easier said than done. It's not everyone that can just have the ability to tumbangura their stories, my dear. Be it good or bad. Hasho Anna. Dingo Babylicious. Babylicious. Kuhore kukunkero ne. Faka popi. Dankero mos.
We should talk because people are not prepared to visualize you,
We cannot really, to be honest. Visualizing, no, we cannot really. We can try our best, but not really. But all in all, I think that you guys have good heads. Anything else that you would like to add? Anna?
Hi.
No. But I think it's just, it's not every situation, right? That sometimes in situations like that one also, maybe sometimes you can also just try therapy. Try therapy. No? Because are you anxious? Are you afraid of talking or you just can't talk?
I just can't.
You cannot?
No.
But you can, but what can you talk about?
Anna, wait. But you can express how you feel through writing, right?
Yes, I can.
The problem is that people are argumentative. So you send a text saying, me, I don't like this that you did. Then the person calls. Like, hey, yeah. Hey, yeah. Like, ooh. No. I sent you a text because I can't talk, brah. How? Then the person calls back, yeah, but what do you mean? Let's just talk about it. It's like, But through sadness, ne, them we not.
Just die with your things, right?
Yeah, not die with my things. I'll talk. I'll come and tell someone. Today, ne, I'll tell someone. I might not tell you, the person, but I don't know. But also, I'm very cheeky. I'll tell you, man. Who are you to bother my day?
Yeah, also talk. My grandma used to talk. If I'm going to a lot, I will talk. I remember even there was the time I did not train. At school, related school, I felt bad. Mm-hmm. It was almost at examination, most, and then I felt like I did not qualify myself. I know. And I came home with a sad face. You know what? Mm-hmm. This is what happened. I did not present. Should I go back, miss? What should I do?
Discuss it, my dear, with the entourage. Kuchungu to tingini ne. Waningangini. Wete kuku. And you people have patience even if you are looking for assistance. Some people are just difficult to talk to also. Like, take that one into consideration also. Maybe you are around people with very, very strong personalities. One, okukoro ntama nana. Two, the other one, okuna omarudhi. Three, the other one is maybe those type of people that cry easily. So everything you say is just like something that hurts their feelings always. So if that is your squad, ne, it will be very difficult for you to tell anyone anything. Oh, karara to ti pamwe ti irem. Pamwe ti irem mo? Shashino, hi. Pamwe ti irem wa? Shashino, there's no normal person that can say that to another person and think it's okay, Moss. Then you hope, Moss, that you hope.
It will pass.
Hmm?
It will pass, huh?
Yeah, you just hope it will pass. Then it doesn't pass. Then you get like a husband that is always hating your feelings.
Then you don't talk about it.
The worst part is that you don't talk about it. The person never apologizes. Ever. Because they didn't do anything wrong.
Because you don't say it. You don't address it yourself.
Yeah. One day you get tired. So don't be too hard on yourself. One day you get tired. And that's the day that we will all hear you. That rombo hutu ne. Yeah, you matriarch, you think you are worthy. Hey, Anna. Shingaku changanku, hey! Atrongo rokutu ne. Katopa momoka pakete. Ucha heke, sugoto. Do you know that, meme treaga ne? Do you know how it feels to be insulted by somebody that's calling you meme? Ye meme treaga ngwe noho, yeah? Totu kwane kontunga ke? Meme treaga, they are insulting you with respect. Nesi maneko. So yeah. Do you feel better? Do you feel better, Anna? On the tali ku konja na yon to kwa fine hara kuza ko kombinga joka noho.
Kangero is
now good.
Kangero. Na yo sho, Sicily yo sho kwa ya ati umike ila ngao. Onyelo mas. Peife miki ilo kwa chopo kera. Ndo kwa chopo keriswa. Ku, kasisi. Peife, kasisi tati. Kanave, tati non, miki ilo non ingangao. Ne miki ilo tata nunga tati. Cecilia, no. Kana. No. Tati ya, kakola ke kujoko hone. Sharp. Shashi, oshimo, peshwethele.
Peshwethele.
It is what it is. Honu naga haa kukwathelwa ho.
I know, I'm good, eh?
You are good, you are fine. God bless you, Anna. Zero emotion. She has no emotional attachment. You can tell her you love her. She'll say, thank you so much. Congratulations. And you don't know if you should shake her hand and say, thank you, Mr. President, or... But, you know, we listen, we don't judge, we love one another. Mm-hmm. There you girls are more entertaining, aja shirinen. Yeah? My dear, ever since Aina started working, she can just conference call. Oh. What in there, we don't like the car boyfriend, huh? Yeah, Anna? We don't like the car boyfriend because he's buying laptop, ma, teto mea. Tarando credita. Onde tarando? Uli chacha? Onde tarando uli chacha? Shaya tuitha natu atu tondo kata tuti. Ietate? Onto kwa ukuri me pipi. Ukuri at the correct place. Na shondu tati. The relationship is going well, huh? It's because she's at a point where the relationship must just go well.
Men are nice people.
Men are nice people. I know. Our very own savage, eh? Our very own savage has been turned. Eh? We never thought this day would come.
I manifested already. My dear.
Oh, she even came to ready. I want a stable relationship.
Yeah.
New Year resolutions. I want a stable relationship. I want a relationship that's leading me to marriage. Hey. They don't have no concept of time. They're like, so do it to show how onjokana after 4 years, guys. Oh, Okucho, so twenderera, eh, oh. Maron, tu onlu mentundisho unkole, eh. Eh, fatai, oh, oshone tu etapo njokana alikana, Akwampungune etapo pingaka.
Love is a beautiful thing to experience.
It's like she's never been in love ever in her life. It's the first time. We must have this conversation again when it doesn't work. We are hoping it works, but if it doesn't work, we must come back here to regroup. This same conference call, we must come back to have it. Kuchambodi, I was delusional. Eh, oh!
No, it will not end in tears, but it will end, yeah?
That is the time that Anna will be like, oh, men are nice people. Anna will be telling us men are nice people. Like, eh. Everybody's just having their turn, huh?
I want to manifest the same thing for Anna too.
Ne? Hey, Anna, you must manifest. First, you must manifest nice peace. Peace. Go kontima. That's all you need. Peace.
This is what I'm going through. Nah.
Look at this one. You know these people that, you know people that praise men. Tomorrow your boyfriend is being exposed there on the Valfi's pay page. This guy eats people, girls money. Yes, eh? My sister was dating this other guy. Oh, that one was like the love of our life as a family. We loved him really. Mm. And then he was exposed on Twitter, being the Twitter swindler. Just imagine, yeah? A whole Twitter swindler. A guy that chops girls' money. Like, literally. And she's getting nice, luxurious things, my dear. People are dropping selfies. Yeah? With her boyfriend sleeping next to them. He also ate my money. She was so embarrassed. Yeah? They used to call each other twins. They embarrass people. So... You know, even if you are happy, you know, sometimes I'm not really happy, guys. So that as we don't go to our witch doctors, we also don't like joy for others, Moss. Yeah, so that as we don't go to our witch doctors to go and bewitch you for nothing. And the you know, men are unpredictable. You just,
this call will be cut anytime soon.
All right, my loves, I love you guys so much. You guys are amazing young ladies, and I am proud of the women that you guys are growing into. I can't wait to watch you guys, ne, thrive out there.
I love you too. From back to the moon.
Oh, from back to the moon, my dear. And you, Anna? Kweteko. And you, Anna?
Can I speak on the
Look at this, the speaker. Okay, me, I can say it.
I think I'll say this on the group. Right? Oh, I know, Mom.
Hey, well, my loves.
Have a blessed night, although we are not sleeping now, all of us.
Of course, we've got like at least 40 more minutes and then we are out of here.
Yeah.
All right, girl. Thank you so much for entertaining me this evening.
Uh-huh.
Ciao, ciao.
Bye, Anna.
Bye, Anna. Likewise.
Good night.
Good night. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How you guys doing? Ladies and gentlemen, we were talking about delusionships and we were just diving into a nice welcome Wednesday evening. So before that, Andia Tue PPND and I will revert back.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news. Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything IMBA has to offer at an unbeatable price. IMBA, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening to you, our people that are delusional a little bit. So we are looking at the five signs that you are delusional in any form of relationships, right? First of all, it's one-sided. Second of all, the person has made it known to you that that is not what they want. For example, they don't want friendship, eh? That's not what they want. They don't want relationships. That's not what they want. They don't want to make friends at work. That's not what they want. You are just forcing it, right? And you are forcing it inside your head, mostly. And then you are acting it out like it's a reality, but it's not. That's why at the end of the day, people go and disappoint you, but they disappoint you because of your own expectations, because maybe you are delusional about where you stand in somebody's life. Delusional, about where you stand in somebody's life. So number three is, if they are stringing you along. Now, this stringing you along, I believe that stringing you along is playing the part of whatever you need them to be, but they are not really in it. So stringing you along in a relationship would be somebody that's talking to you every day for whatever reason. Right? They are talking to you every day. They are calling you nice names. You guys are going out. You guys are maybe even doing pata pata, but the person is just hot and cold, right? That's stringing you along because they give you the false idea that they are available. So this is somebody that's already in a relationship with somebody else, but they are talking to you every day. Like, why are they talking to you every day? It's because maybe they are enjoying the attention that's coming from you, but they don't want the commitment that comes with being with you. Maybe because they are in a relationship with somebody else, or they don't want a relationship with you per se for whatever reason. And they are just enjoying the ride. It's like a placekeeper. I'm befriending you so that when I go to varsity and get my real friends, at least I pass time with you, or I'm somewhat in your life as a person that you can depend on. It's almost like we're in a relationship, but every time things get a little bit too serious, I back away and then I tell you things like, yeah, but I told you I don't want a relationship. Yeah, those friends with benefits things. Friends with benefits, ne? Are supposed to be people that just do the benefits part, but they are not friends. They are not making play dates. They are not inviting each other to meet friends. They are not going out. They are not doing any of that. They are not even talking about deep things. So now you want to have all the benefits of this person's body, resources, time, connections, whatever reasons you want them around, right? And you don't want the commitment that comes with actually being the person that is filling up the position. So you don't want to step into the position. You don't want to be labeled as stepping into the position because you want the opportunity to walk away from this whenever you want to walk away from this. This sounds like many Namibian men. You want to walk away whenever you want to walk away. And also many girls that have male besties, at some point
Eh? You guys must distinguish which are, I know, is it a relationship or is it a friendship? Because one male bestie apparently is picking you up from your boyfriend's place. He's always there. You can ask him for money. You can shoulder to cry on. You can do all these things. But then apparently, they are not worthy of being your boyfriend. You understand? And that's where the mix up comes. It's delusional because now in your mind, you're like, okay, so what does a relationship of the 21st century look like? Okay. So we are talking. Talking is the main point of relationships, right? So we talk every day, even if it's just, hello, hi, how are you? How are you doing? You know, checking up on one another. Checking up on one another doesn't happen with real friendships. Not unless you are in the early 20s. The early 20s allows those kinds of friendships because you are at the start of your life, right? The start of your life requires a lot of moral support, and it's only moral support that you can get from friends or a good partner if you have one in your early 20s. But in your later 20s and towards your 30s and your 40s, you realize that everybody is too busy to be calling friends every single day. Not unless they develop unhealthy bonds and unhealthy attachments and codependent attachments, I would believe. If you can be in a delusional, you can be in a delusionship if your partner constantly gives you mixed signals about where they stand with you and your relationship rather than giving you a solid commitment one way or another. Someone is trying to keep you waiting if they behave in ways that aren't consistent with their words. No, we are really friends, but everything that they're doing is not friend-like. We are doing this. Oh, but everything that they do is not doing this worthy. Such as asking you out on a date at the last minute or saying they want to take the relationship to the next level, but never really doing anything to make it happen. This is stringing you along. Like, I really want to take this relationship to the next level. Now, when somebody is thinking about, I really want to take this relationship to the next level, you are thinking, okay, so this person is going to be consistent, you know? This person is going to be calling me. This person is going to be making arrangements. This person is going to be calling me on dates. I'm going to meet their family. I'm going to meet their friends. And we are really doing this. But then none of those things happen. It's just all talk and no play. Like, we never see the behavior. We only see the words. Oh, I can't wait to introduce you, to my friends. But you guys are apparently together, anua, because it's an anua situation. You guys are apparently together, mara. It's been a year. You have met no one from their side, even when they die, right? You will get the memo from their Facebook page, if you are even friends, if their Facebook is not even locked. Maybe one of their close friends that has access to their pages, the one that's going to post that they passed away. And that's how you are going to see that they passed away, because nobody is going to call you, because nobody knows about you, because you guys were not a thing in their eyes, only in your eyes. Because they were making promises. And the words was not matching with the action. And basically they were just stringing you along until something better came along. And also that thing of every single time this person finds something better, then they leave you. And then when it doesn't work out with their things that side, then they come back. And then you think like, yeah, you will always come back. No, my dear, you are just the person that I know will always be there. No matter how badly I treat you, you will always be there, because you have nowhere else to go. You don't have a life. And that is how they view you. And here you are thinking, yeah, that guy loves me, but you start praising yourself. And that's why I say that this delusionship theory that is here, right? I believe that it starts from It starts from an early age. It starts from that thing of being accustomed to a one-sided thing. You are the only one that is making effort in the black book. And I know that the black book in itself, it's too childlike, right? It's too childlike for us to really, really put too much emphasis on it without somewhat destroying our children's imaginations. But if we look at how we played, we were playing a one-sided game. And this one-sided game had you doing everything. Now, if you are repeatedly for a whole entire year or 2 years, right, you are repeatedly becoming accustomed to the fact that it's your effort. It's through your effort. It's through your effort. Not unless you guys were playing there and Omarion was the one that was, you know, that the one that was begging and the one that was making the black books and all of that. Then we can say that maybe, just maybe, there's a healthier way of looking at it. But I really honestly think that, somewhere, somehow within the playtime and somewhere, somehow within the way we viewed relationships from an external and an internal factor, this is why we find ourselves in situations like this. And also one of the situations, or one of the reasons that I believe we find ourselves in situations like this, is where we are at in our lives, at which point we are at in our lives. Now, if you are at a point in your life where you don't really need anything serious, right? You will also fraternize with somebody that doesn't want anything serious. And the problem is that it goes well. You don't need to text them because you don't really want to. You only need them for like Saturdays and Sundays where, you know, pick me up, let's go have fun, what, let's go drinking, what, let's go back to my place. You only need them for those days. And the other days, you just go on with your life. But you do that for long enough, then they become your person, right? Because it would have been better for you to stay alone and not have a person that you fraternize with. Because feelings, you do get accustomed to feelings, but then you also get accustomed to the fact that this person doesn't call you all week. This person doesn't put in effort. This person doesn't do much. And the one day or the 2 days that they see you, they basically put in the effort for those days only. So you become accustomed to this. And when you finally go and step into something that is healthy, you want to keep up with the same unhealthy habits that you had in an unhealthy setting. So you also are going to be the one that gets annoyed when somebody is now showing you real and genuine love and affection. You get annoyed because you're like, what is this? Because you spend 5 years with a person that you only see over the weekends. A person that you know nothing about their personal life. You call them, it's Saturday, and they're like, oh no, I'm in the north for a funeral, or I'm in the north for a wedding, you know? And if it was a relationship, you would have the right to get mad because why didn't you tell me? But because it's not a relationship, you don't have the right to ask or to question that. And that's where you stay stuck. So you continue those habits. Good evening. Yes, Tati Tsonata.
How are you, love?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I don't have much time, but one thing I'm telling you is that don't expect anything from anybody, no matter what type of relationship that you have.
Yes.
You must join that relationship to be a partner.
Yes.
Collateral problem.
Yes.
Okay,
but also, because I also want to talk because
I'm highly compromised.
Oh, you are okay. Okay. Shut up. Because I'm highly compromised. I'm compromised. Hey, I'm compromised. Good evening. Good evening. And also one thing that I wanted to add on to Tati's comment is that most of the times the things that disappoint us is not people's actions or the lack thereof. It is our expectations of these people. We expect too much or too little from people that are just people. We expect them to be what? We expect them to be what? And when they are not these things, right? We get disappointed, and the best way to go about life is to not have expectations. Just don't have expectations, friend. Don't have expectations so that when good things happen, you are surprised. When bad things happen, you are not broken. Okay. So, number four, you hardly see or interact with them. Sounds like your relationship, ne? You hardly see or interact with them. Now, there's somebody out there that has ticked the box on all three, and then when he came to this one, they're like, no, but I see them a lot. Listen, you don't see them a lot. You might see their physical bodies a lot, but what is the quality of the content that you are being fed? What is the quality there that is really something you can say, kucha, yes, it's like this, it's nice, it's what. The quantity, the quality of what is happening there is the one that is also going to make you see that you hardly interact with them, you hardly see them. So you know this person, you guys are in this whatever situationship, relationship, you are a mistress, whatever you are. And your interactions with this person are very shallow. You don't know if their mother is dead or alive. You don't know where they grew up. You don't know where they schooled. You don't know who their friends are, even just by name. You don't know nothing about this person. So my question would be, what do you guys then talk about? If not just nothing. And you think like, yeah, but I see him all the time. But what do you guys talk about in the time that you see him? Is there real quality within the quality time that you guys are spending? Or is it just time that you guys are spending together? And is the time that you guys are spending together a benefit for them or a benefit for you? Now, you might play it off and say that it's also a benefit for you because you are also getting something that you want. But to be honest, you could live without whatever they are requesting. So maybe this person is interacting with you and seeing you for pata-pata services and or pata-pata reasons. And so you would say to defend yourself, because now we are putting you on a tight spot in a corner. To defend yourself, you would say like, yeah, but I also want it. Because I see this a lot. I also want it. Like, yeah. Did you really? Or is it just something that you gave up because that is what they came for? If they said that they were not going to come anymore, would you be like, oh my goodness, then I have to call somebody else to come and give it to me? No, you wouldn't. Because it's not something that you were dying for. It's not like, oh my goodness, there was oxygen, now the person is not bringing the oxygen anymore, and now I have to go and look for new oxygen. No, you can still go about your day without seeing them. If they cancel on you, you can still go about your day without seeing them. Om to say that they wanted whatever you guys were supposed to be doing in your interactions more than you. So it's not a win-win situation. It's actually just them winning and you are on the other side there. And this now leaves you with, what are you guys doing in your quality time? And when you guys interact, what type of conversations are you guys having? Are you guys having conversations about childhoods so that you can understand the person better? Are you having conversations about business so that you can understand where their train of thought is? Are you having a conversation about the future? What are you guys talking about? Or is it just talking serious things when somebody's completely wasted? I'm in my life, man. I just want to make it, man. Like, and you're like, yeah, me too. You know, and then you think that, oh, that's some deep conversation. Make it way. How are you going to make it? What is the plan to make it? What do you mean you are a hustler? There are no real questions that are answered. There are no real questions that are asked. It is important to think about how well you know the individual, how frequently you've dealt with them, and whether or not they even realize you exist. If you and your partner haven't spoken much about the past or the present, and instead spend your time fantasizing about the future, you may be in a delusional relationship. So you don't know where they come from. You don't know what they've done to get to wherever they are. You don't know what they're doing right now. But this guy has energy to be telling you, which, you know, when we get married, and because they think that every chick in the world wants marriage, right? When we get married, hey, we are gonna, you know, we are gonna have like what, and in 10 years, I want to be driving a Lamborghini and what. And in what they all speak about this beautiful future that they want with you, but you don't even know what they are doing with their lives right now. You don't know anything about them right now in the present. And they already want to jump for future things. So can I get to know your past? Can I get to know your present? And then we can talk about your future. So I can determine and decide on my future also. Do I see a future with you? Eh? Like you are a whole criminal lover. Criminal. And you are saying, yeah, man, you are a Bob Snatcher. And it's not like Bob Snatchers, they don't deserve love. I'm just saying, do you see yourself getting married to a Bob Snatcher? Do you see yourself getting married to a con artist, a scammer? Do you see yourself doing that? You know? Like, because it's all about interaction. So, let's go again. It is important to think about how well you know the individual, how frequently you've dealt with them, and whether or not they even realize you exist. Because the minute the person leaves, when they are here with you, they know how to be chivalrous, right? They know how to open doors. They know how to ask you if you are fine, you know, at the club there. If you are fine, must they get you another drink? Are you okay? Can we go home? They know how to ask you those things. And then you think like, oh my goodness, daddy. He was just checking up on me the whole night, brah. Even though he was like on the other side, he was just checking up on me, and it was so romantic and sweet because we have a tendency of romanticizing everything, right? But if he has so much concern about you guys, about you when you are in the club, how come he doesn't have concern about how was your day? Eh? What did you do today? Why are you upset? Some people actually want to talk, you know? So this imaginary person, that's stringing you along and asks like, yo, so how was your day? They ask you a question, you know, how was your day? Then you are like, oh, my day was so bad, right? Because you are waiting for like a backup, a question also, which are like, what happened? And then they're like, oh, sorry about that. It will get better tomorrow. End of conversation. Now, what conversations are you guys having every day? We talk every day. When? About what? What time? What time are you guys talking every day, Chomi? Because every time you have a query, every time there's something going on in your life, the person doesn't follow up with a, they don't actually ask you questions. It's just you every day. Eh, so what happened? Oh, kongara shenena. Eh, they have problems every day also. Eh, kongara shenena. Especially the ones that are zularing you. Especially if you are the target. Oh, kongara shenena. How to shinde farako me bro. How to, oh, o computer boxa, no gearboxa, no shike shike, shimita shiningi, ewe, swan. Oh, I just need a 5,000. Boing, boing. You're delusional, meme. You're not in a relationship. You are just having your personal prostitute. Yeah, that you pay. You pay them in subtle ways. Sometimes it's expensive, sometimes it's cheap, sometimes it's petrol, eh? Sometimes it's 200, sometimes it's 5,000 for whatever, sometimes it's gearbox, sometimes it's whatever. So, yeah, maybe not in a relationship, maybe you're in a delusionship, but okay. And then we have number 5. There's this one now that happens to a lot of you guys that are living in the internet world. Lately, in the internet world, what happens is that you guys start relationships online. And it doesn't need to be you guys are chatting on Facebook and what. It could also be that you guys actually get to the point of exchanging numbers. Now, when you guys exchange numbers, you guys start talking, and you guys are talking every day, and it's so great, né, that you guys are talking every day, and you know, it's like, wow. Oh my gosh. Goodness. Such a great guy. You know, just from talking alone, you know that this person is a great guy. He's a phenomenal guy. You guys are talking and you know more, that new love. That new love that makes everybody sleep deprived. By the time you're over the new love phase, ne? You are so tired that you spend 90% of your time sleeping early, because now you don't have to be calling somebody at until 6 a.m. in the morning anymore, because that adrenaline and that pump is not there. So, number 5 is, maybe, just maybe, this romantic relationship that you started with the person that you met on the internet, eh, and you guys talk all the time, you've never met the person in person. You've never just met them every single time that you guys have to meet. And that's where the term catfishing comes in, right? Catfishing. Where you're like, yeah, this person is maybe catfishing me, using another person's picture as their profile while they are basically somebody else. So this happens, right? So there is this nurse in the north. She lives in Omthia. She meets this guy on the internet. She meets this guy on the book. On the internet. And this is like one of those stories where you're like, oh, people really just get into relationships from the internet and really just have good lives, and they just, that's just how they met. Some people go on to get married, have kids, and live a full life, and they just met on Facebook, you know? And there are success stories and there are also horror stories. So this girl meets this guy on the book. And they eventually get to the part where it's DMs and then it is phone numbers. And now it's a WhatsApp calls. It's a video calls. It's audio calls. It's real, you know? And it came to the point of, so I'm tired of this cell phone thing, as if we are not in the same vicinity. So men's is in Ongwediva. And female is she a teacher or is she a sister Oka in Omthia? One of the two. She works in Omthia. So they decide that, you know what, babe, I think it's time, because I love you so much, because we love each other. Like, oh my God, my man. Come and visit me. And then the girl is like, no problem. So what she does is, she packs up her things. It's Friday. So when she's done with her day, she packs up her things and then she gets a transport, right? So the transport, usually from Omthia, it goes and drops you. Sometimes it goes all the way until Ongwediva. Sometimes it just stops in Ondangwa. So with her, she stopped in Ondangwa and then she got another ride to Ongwediva, right? To the location that she was sent by baby girl. By homeboy, sorry. So, the location she was told to get to. Like, oh no, just come, and then you get off here at Eagle. And then I'll come and pick you up from there to take you home. Then you come for a weekend to my place. So this seems perfectly normal, seems logical. Other people have experienced it also. They've come back in good shape. Everything has been fine. Okay, cool. So she gets there and she calls Mens. Hey, Papi, I'm here. I've landed. And Papi is like, oh, girl, I'm so excited to see you. Ooh, I can't wait to tap that. And woo, my baby is coming. Yeah. You know how the men like, then they make you feel nah. Then he's like, you know, and then you're like, who said you can't get a relationship on the book? Whoa. So you are waiting. So she's waiting for Mens, right? And then a car pulls up and it's not Mens. Who is it? It's Mens' friend. So he gets there and he's like, so your Habibi is quickly just busy there. He is going to, he said that I must just pick you up and then just take you to where he is. And obviously you, Wena, you're not thinking anything of it. You're not at all. You're not thinking anything of it. And you're like, okay, so I got to meet his friend. Yeah, his friend is the one that came to pick me up, because he was like busy with work stuff. So his friend came to pick me up so he can drop me off. Most probably telling your friend now to tell your friend that you arrived safe, you are alive, you didn't get kidnapped. And this internet love thinks they are real. Okay. Alrighty. So, they drive, and when they drive, they get to a spot. Now, this spot is basically like an abandoned shanty, bro, or something like that. It's like an abandoned shanty. Then it's like, okay, get off. And then she's like, yo, Mara, here where we are, this is most not nobody's house. And this is basically an abandoned shanty. And the guy's like, get out. Yeah, now it's just that's getting violent and vulgar. It's like, get out, get out. So she gets out, like, with her bag and stuff. And then Habibi comes. Habibi, the one we've been talking to, the one that is our daddy, the one that has been saved on the screensaver, the one that is my personal person, my teen. Yeah, my teen comes. And then you're like, oh, I'm so glad to see you, but what are we doing here? And then Habibi is with another person. So in total, these chucks, ne, there are three. And then they're like, give your phone. Ha! You're like, no, I'll not give my phone. Ha, it's to tie you up, it's to chop you quickly. Chuck, chuck! You, then you understand, Kucha, this is a robbery. Hey! This is a robbery straight. So they give you the phone, they tell you, Kucha, open your FNB app. Transfer all this money that is on this app. Transfer it. Then they take the phone, they take the content of your bank account, they take all your things, and then they run away. It's a robot. I love him so much. Hey, she got robbed, broad daylight. And the thing is that it's embarrassing to even follow it through. Because which guy, you are having now a picture of this guy, go to the police station. This guy robbed me with his friends. Like, but okay, but tell us the whole story. So, the guy is actually my boyfriend, but I didn't know that I was actually being scammed. So I came now to visit him, and then this is what they did. And it's something that is very, very difficult. So, meeting in person is sitting down, is talking, is interacting, is knowing things, and try and meet people at public places, guys. First, before you go sleep over things, before you go for a weekend. I'm going for a weekend to Habibi. What if they eat people? What if they're eating mandabas? What if they're eating mandabas in a clever way using the internet? And this guy's face is all over. He video calls. He was so genuine with it. Kanti, it was just a robbery, bro. Just straight up a robbery. Maybe he felt the girl, but he realized that at some point that maybe she has money, and he decided that, I must choose, is it love or is it bread? So, and then he chose bread. So, bread involved chopping you. So, I don't know how far that case has gone. I don't know if they were caught or whatever, but that's where it went down. So that's why I'm saying that try and have interactions in person where you guys are, you know, meeting in a public place and talking, and then eventually also just having face-to-face interaction and not just always this social media life that we have put ourselves in deeply, badly, and that's about it. So that is how, ladies and gentlemen, that is how you will know if you are delusional about a relationship. Now, it could also be in friendships. The same applies to friendships as well, because it's not all friendships that are real friendships. Sometimes people are also just there for whatever reasons they are there. Some are there for survival. Some are there because I'm passing time, and some are there because they want to be there. So you have to now see where exactly you fit in and you fall in, and you just try your best. And I know that it's a scary conversation to have, and it's a scary thought to have as well, because how do we identify who's genuine and who's not? The truth is that you really can't identify who's genuine and who's not. The best you have to do is just hope for the best and try and follow your gut feeling about people. So from me, the matriarch, I say bye-bye, farewell, ciao, ciao, nashi cheke, and see you on the flip side, okay?
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organization.